you very much.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
good
everybody.
Good morning. Anyway, we got a lot going on. By the way, we're going to next week, we're going to have our anniversary. May.
May? What's
Eight
our anniversary?
Years on Eight LA years. Talk Radio.
Awesome.
Yay. We're going to have a band come in. We're going to have some other people come in too. You know, celebrate our big eighth year anniversary.
That's big.
You know, on radio, you don't know if we'll be back the next week, right?
Well, that's like everything else in this world, you never know when you're asked back.
Yeah, they say.
Hello, everybody. This is John Michael.
John
Capaldi.
Michael Capaldi.
Hey.
Celebrity psychic.
Hey, who needs a reading? I'm here for you.
Right. And by the way, note. When we go up to San Francisco, we're soon gonna book that up.
We're gonna book San Francisco. We're gonna be doing live
readings to group people paid money. Cash.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna do readings.
Cash is
not
king.
Only am I gonna do readings, but we're gonna do a conference.
Right.
Talk about being psychic. Talking about
and have her
growing.
Have
and we're gonna have our friend McCall, who is here today.
Yeah.
We're gonna invite her to come up with us.
Love
to
it.
Talk about stones. She is an expert in everything crystals. She needs to write her own book. She knows how to do these like in power spaces with crystals, with these massive.
Remember,
crystals.
I bought from you. I bought the crystal.
I know you bought
it
from me.
I had to give someone. Someone asked me for Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. Someone to come give them Reiki. So I said, I'm gonna try. There's certain tools you can use. Some tools you just don't feel the energy. So John put it together.
Hey,
we got it. We got the tool. Felt like a doctor with surgery. I don't do psychic surgery, but I do all the other stuff. But anyway, welcome to our wonderful show.
Appreciate it.
It's a week after Easter, Passover.
Yay. Passover, yeah. Easter.
We're done with the holiday. Next, we're working on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oy gevalt.
Oy gevalt, Mother's Day.
It'll be my second Mother's Day.
Your second Mother's Day. I know. So McCall has two twin 2-year-old boys that are gorgeous.
Yep.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I know. I showed her.
There was in your office. They had
photographs.
Picture of you and the two kids. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, they're beautiful babies. Oh my God! There's a picture of me on Facebook where one of her little boys, Toby, fell asleep in my arms. And that kid has now become a little cuddle buddy. He loves to cuddle.
Cuddle buddy.
Oh, he's just so
cuddle
cute.
Cuddle buddy.
So cute.
He and drools on me, but it's beautiful.
it's a beautiful drool.
Hey,
it's a beautiful drool.
One other thing I was going to mention. Tomorrow starts the Cowboy Festival up in Santa Clarita. We're going to cover it
exclusively
on LA Talk Radio.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, you'll come.
I'll come.
We're going to have Cobbler.
I love cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Oh, you got my name on that.
When are we leaving? Let's pack up the kids and go.
We go.
That's it.
We're gone. We're on our way.
Like a good
and they got right. Barbecue. You know,
barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Barbecue.
I'm in.
And
then they're gonna have for the cowboy and then Indian food.
Nice.
They never had that before.
Cool.
Like Native American Indian or
so
like,
we're gonna have a powwow kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Kind of Native.
In fact,
are there
like
Native American cowboys?
Isn't that beautiful?
No, that's beautiful. PR.
Our press.
Yay.
Press.
It's real nice. And it's gonna be at the William S. Hart Ranch.
Yay.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
It's beautiful up there.
They have buffalo.
I know. Buffalo's good eating too.
It's a buffalo soja. It's a buffalo soja.
And don't forget, we also have Joyce Chow, who is
director,
producer. She's created several documentaries.
Okay.
And she's taking their latest documentary, as she did last year and many years before, to the Cannes Film Festival.
Ooh.
All about dogs. Tell her about, talk about what you're doing.
This year, it's called Love of Dogs, A Dog Rescue Beyond Borders.
Oh, cool.
So the dog rescue isn't just local here in Los Angeles. It's in Asia. And one of the most interesting things I found, because I saw all these people, they're, you know, doing these walks. And
yeah.
You're like, okay, so I'm Asian, but it's like, what's
speak the, up to the mic,
oh
you know?
Boy, speak to speak to
speak
the,
this to yes. the mic. You love that mic. That mic is your love.
Okay,
we'll improvise.
Let's call the mic Mike.
Mike for Mike.
You can call him Michael if you need to.
I'll get close.
Hey man, we became a family show.
Not when I'm on here.
No.
So one of the most interesting things I found out about dog rescue, because I'm Asian and I'm thinking, well, why are we so concerned about what they're doing in Asia? Okay, where
they eat them,
right?
They eat
but
dogs.
But it's not.
Thanks for my lunch.
Sorry.
But it's not just because they eat them. Because what we eat buffalo, we cows,
yeah,
right?
But the dogs. Yeah. The dogs is different. I rescued all my dogs.
I cuddle with my babies at night.
I couldn't imagine going chop chop suey.
But the reason is...
Or kimchi.
Because kimchi. They torture them. Because they think... I know. This is
so hard.
We'll take a commercial break.
Lighter. Something lighter. Okay. The fluffy part is you can help.
Yeah.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also, there's a brand new homeless shelter they're building in Bell for Salvation Army for homeless people who have pets.
Pets.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Explain where Bell is, because people say, where the hell is Bell?
Well, that's a good question. But it's somewhere between L.A. and Orange County.
Okay. I think I've driven through it. I think I've been to Bell.
They have a good Mexican restaurant in Bell.
Let's go.
Mexican, you know what? We're ready to go tonight.
I was going to Mexican.
Ready to go?
I love Mexican tacos. Get me on it.
Oh, yeah. We're doing Mexican tonight?
We are.
I think so.
Let's go to Mexicali. Get some tacos.
Anyway,
we always go have food afterwards.
You did a documentary. And
yes.
Tell us a little about it.
But here's the cool part is we're talking to, on the documentary, all these people that focus on rescuing the dogs.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Their life. That's all they care about. And so we've got wonderful people like Joanna Krupa, Katie Cleary, Mark Ching, Carolyn Hennessy, Sheena Gao, and Isabella St. James. Mm-hmm. Most of these people all have their own foundations where all they do is rescue dogs.
That's a beautiful thing.
From foreign countries?
Yeah.
Yes, and the U.S.
Oh, you know what? Hillary Swank also.
Oh, she does? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's
and you know Hillary, don't you? You've met her a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, but it was usually behind a camera.
I've heard it all. Anyway, what we're going to mention is people always want to give.
Yes.
How can they give?
Well, you know, here's part of it. It's because people have their own favorite charities, right? Because they...
What if we want to give to your charity? You're making a movie.
I don't have a charity.
You should put a charity together.
I should put a charity together?
You need to do like a GoFundMe for a foundation to do these things. Last year, she did a documentary and took the Cannes Film Festival called An Afternoon with John Michael Capaldi. Mm-hmm. And she made a movie last year and took the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes, I was
a star at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
Hey!
It was nice. And it was all about him.
And how I help people and how I work with them and what I do.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so she does these amazing documentaries. And this year it's all about dogs. The year before that, before it was me, what was another one you did?
This one's about dog rescue. Next one is we're looking at homeless children being homeless.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's going to be
autism. Okay.
And the homeless for the children's part of it is because I'm on the entertainment committee for the Salvation Army. And they do have the Sally Awards coming up. But also, last year we did a show called Christmas is Joy.
Oh, yeah. We did a whole Christmas special just for children who are homeless.
Oh, that's so great.
So we worked together on that last year. Was
November.
It? November of last year. And it was on TV throughout Christmas last year. This year.
I think I've seen it on, I want to say, it's KCET.
In the local
tag
station. Yes, it was.
What I mean by tag, I say, tag means a little clip. They had a clip.
Exactly.
Tag.
Yes.
Well, Amber Martinez, who's one of our regulars here, she was in the show as well.
Are you going to make that a regular thing?
Yeah, we're going to do another one this year.
And it's called Christmas is Love.
And we're going to be doing it. We want children. And we're going to do...
More kids.
We're going to have more kids.
So let me see if we can get some rose quartz hearts for everybody.
Exactly. That would be fantastic.
They love
it.
Kids go nuts over rocks.
We would love that. Yeah. And you come and bring the babies and come be part of the party.
I love it.
I love them.
This year it's going to be better.
Beautiful stuff.
Bigger and better. Because last year we did it with... 3 weeks.
Yeah, we had 3 weeks and a shoestring budget. We got a bigger budget and a bigger place this year.
And we're planning for November, so we've got like 5 months or something.
Yeah, and we're going to have bigger stars starring in it.
Yes.
So it's going to be more
fun. Okay, A-stars!
Yay! You're going to have to come down.
You'll come down and cover it for the show.
Cover for LA Talk Radio.
So I also want to talk to you about the stones that you do.
Yes.
Talk about how you empower buildings and how you empower people's homes. I want to hear McCall talk about this. It's amazing.
That's cool.
It's amazing.
So what I do is actually empower people's homes to give them what they want in their lives. So if you want more power, if you want more energy, if you want more God, if you want more communication, if you're interested in... really having communication with your better half, your other half, with spirit, whatever you want, wealth, health, happiness, love, lots of love.
You know, everybody wants love.
You have a store of love.
The store is amazing. Love. Amazing. Yeah. I love the skylights.
A lot of Buddha.
We had Buddha, the Virgin Mary, Kuan Yin.
We have them all.
Maitreya is also Kuan Yin, and Maitreya are the same, but different.
Well, now I know about Maitreya. Founder of Jorei, Mesama, was in love with Maitreya, her teachings. Her teachings were of enlightenment and also cleansing of the soul, and that's what it's all about. So when I saw it, I go, Mesama was here!
There you go.
And funny you say that, because I actually work with meditation, and I teach people how to clear and get more enlightenment. That's the whole gamut of what I do, and I put the stone to people's house to get them to that point. Because in the beginning, you think you want love, or you think you want just money. Yeah. But then if you really get down to the root of it, what kind of love is it? Love is a huge four-letter word, and everybody thinks of it differently, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but if you get all the way down, it's always about connection. And it's always about connection with you and your source. Any name, put any name on it. Put Maitreya, put Kuan Yin, put Buddha, put Muhammad, put anybody's name on it.
Moses,
it's all the same. Moses, you know,
exactly. The Virgin Mary,
Adonai,
Jesus, whomever.
It's all the same. It's one energy. And that oneness energy is what we're always striving for. Because
always connecting
soul.
With.
So we are our soul selves that come down to this earth. And our soul is here to experience, to learn, to burn karma, and to live and to see and to learn. Really, it is to learn and experience, right?
Exactly.
And leveling. Then,
exactly.
And leveling. And so the thing now, though, what I'm noticing is that we're not just coming down here for no reason. We're here really, and there's a few great, beautiful light workers that are coming up, and a lot more. And a lot of the children are already very powerful.
They're very powerful. Like all these golden.
But the idea is to stay connected to God or whatever name you want to put it. God, I use that name. It's just simpler. Okay, so use God and then still be grounded on Earth.
Exactly.
So we're on Earth as an enlightened being.
Very interesting.
Okay, wow. And when you're doing that, your ego self is underneath God. So in other words, God rules you.
Absolutely.
You go in the flow. You let the puppet strings work.
Yeah.
And my rocks throw it down and be
exactly.
like,
exactly. But one of the best things I've shown, like her space, she has huge stones. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, my fan page, either one on Facebook, John Michael Capaldi, you go there, you'll see pictures I've taken of her store, of her warehouse. You can contact me, and I will make sure you get to Michal, because we have to make an appointment to get to her warehouse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you come there, you got to be ready to spend some money if I'm going to open those doors
up
for Michal. Get her tushy down there.
It's VIP only, actually.
It's only VIP. People, you can't just be anyone
just
who can walk
in.
No, this is not like your normal crystal store. Mm-hmm. You have to tell someone what time you're going to be there, when you're going to be there, and come, and I will make sure you're there, and you can see the most amazing crystals.
You know what it was like? A great temple.
You've already been there. It sounds amazing. Yeah, I took her without me.
Oh, she couldn't make it. She had stuff going on with her babies, and I was there, and Suzanne, who's her sister with her.
She's wonderful.
And then you're going to come down soon, and one of the things that Joyce does is she makes movies, and she takes photography, so we're going to do something special with Joyce.
I'm so excited.
I think we decided June, May, something like that. The coming up.
And maybe we'll bring the boys.
We'll have the babies.
The boys. Yeah. My boys, your girls.
And my babies. My little puppies.
Yeah.
And we'll all have fun. By then, my girls will be like, groomed and pretty and look fabulous for that.
Yeah, please.
Like, they were following him all over.
You know, you have no clue what happened. You don't have no clue. He started trimming.
I was trimming.
And then
the groomer broke.
Died.
And then, so she's half, you know, Lily is half groomed.
She looks so sad.
And she just looks
at
me.
She knew it.
And she's, you know her.
She loves, she's like,
and it's like, you know, Daddy, you made me look like hell. It's time to get me. I had to go buy treats. treats because she's giving me trouble over that one.
But every occasion is a reason for treats.
Absolutely. You know, it's true. No, it's so true. Now,
hey, for volume in your store. Follow him everywhere.
Oh, I know. My girls follow me everywhere. They're like attached to me.
They're
you know, me and my shadows. I have a white shadow and a black shadow.
I got to take this call real quick.
Hold on
to your thought. This is probably about the cowboy festival. Hello, you're on the air. Cameron Sports and Life.
Hello.
Is this a gentleman about the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival?
It is indeed.
See, I just guessed.
Yippee-ki-yay.
There you go, from John Michael. Anyway, tell us about the festival for tomorrow and Sunday.
You got it. So, yep, it's our 24th annual Cowboy Festival. Okay. We have five stages of entertainment. We've got wonderful food. We've got great vendors. We have a lot of living history. So we have, you know, Native Americans, blacksmiths, just tons of things. And it's going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at William S. Hart Park in Old Town Newhall, which is part of Santa Clarita. Yeah. And if you want to get information, you can go to cowboyfestival.org to find out everything that's going on.
Okay.
Tickets are $13 for adults and $9 for kids.
Awesome. That sounds like
anyway,
so much fun.
Tell John about the pie. What kind of pie do you have?
Oh, I love pie.
We have cobbler, peach cobbler.
I love
that's
cobbler.
One of our favorite peach things cobbler is peach cobbler. I eat a couple throughout the weekend, and it's hard to beat their Dutch oven-cooked peach cobbler, so it's pretty amazing.
I want peach cobbler.
No, wait, now hold on.
I want peach cobbler.
The Newhall, is that that park where that train and the old museum stuff is?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Right on, yep. Right on, it's right where our Santa Clarita Valley Historical Society resides.
Oh, I love that.
And
place.
So there's some old buildings in the train, and it's very cool.
That's so amazing.
That's
I love
so
that
much.
Place.
I love it out there. It is just
you
a
know,
blast.
You know what's cool about it? Do they still have the buffaloes in the back?
They have buffaloes?
They do have buffaloes, and in fact, just this week they got five alpacas as part of their livestock. So we have alpacas and turtles and a little bit of everything, and buffalo.
This is what we're going to do tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we're going to have a class. We're going to do it Sunday. Can we do it Sunday?
We can do it Sunday.
Okay, we're going to do it Sunday. I'm going to bring the kids.
Yeah.
We went to a power there. It's amazing. The most amazing park. It's
so beautiful. It is so beautiful
out there. Now tell us about the parking. Because you're in L.A.
Free parking?
Yeah.
Free parking?
We have free parking.
We have free
it's
parking.
At a shuttle site located at 13th Street and Railroad Avenue.
13th Street
and if you
Railroad
go to our cowboyfestival.org site, it'll show there. But you park for free, and you jump on a shuttle for free, and it'll drop you right outside the park. And there's a ticket booth there. If you don't have tickets ahead of time, you can buy tickets and go right in. So we've got a system down that works pretty well after all these years. So.
We're going to have two groups. Well, we're going to have two groups. I'm going to go there tomorrow and meet all the folks up there. Then we're going to have John Michael. And then we're going to have some other people come. So we're real excited about the Cowboy Festival. And they have barbecue.
Well, we're happy you're coming to visit
us.
We love barbecue.
I love barbecue.
Love barbecue.
Oh, my God. Some brisket, some pulled pork.
I'm wearing a elastic waistband. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And beer. Don't you have beer? 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 Do I hear beer?
Do I hear
there's
beer?
There's beer, yes.
Oh. Beer and barbecue. I'm
there
in.
Go.
The diet
you're
is
done.
Good.
Done. No diet tomorrow. No diet.
And by the
it doesn't count.
And by the way, they have beautiful horses they're going to have.
Kids
are
really?
And by the way, if you want to know more, could you give us your website?
Sure, it is cowboyfestival.org. And it will describe everything that's happening at that park and other events, because there are some other events happening around the Newhall area as well.
Yeah, they have
we love Newhall.
Animals, dogs there.
I love Newhall.
Anyway, thank you so much. We'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, thank you guys.
We'll be there on the Sunday.
We'll see you at the Cowboy Festival. Thanks so much.
All right, thank
you very much. It was a wonderful call. See?
Awesome.
Have a great evening.
I'm so excited.
All right, bye.
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 Anyway, so you all
bye.
Cute. Is there any cowboys coming in?
I didn't even know they had cowboys in LA.
They got cowboys in LA.
Oh, they got cowboys.
Yes.
Bring out your boots.
Bring the boots, and I hope they're bringing their big old belts.
Belts?
Oh, yeah.
And the tight jeans. I love a man in a pair of tight jeans that fit well. I know. And you know, if there's nothing like.
I don't want to go there. Hey. Family show, Michael.
Yeah, it's not a family show.
Yeah, it's not that family. Hello, it's my family.
That's out of Newhall.
Well, you know, this is why silver dollars got smaller. Because their tushies got smaller, so you can still bounce them off their app.
You're so bad.
It was a family show. Anyway,
that's how you find a good man.
One other thing I was going to mention
that quarter off.
Is next week, the beginning of May, I will be at the Israeli Festival in Orange County.
Awesome.
And I'm
God.
I'll be the leader to go, and I wanted to
Do you want to go to the Israeli festival down in Orange County?
Irvine is beautiful. I love Irvine. They have art and they have what you have, stones. Not as good.
Stones. They have stones.
She has gorgeous stones.
They have everything. They have everything.
In the festival?
I don't know if they're kosher. I don't know. Baruch Adonai.
I'll pass it and make it kosher.
She'll make it kosher there. Anyway, they're going to have a lot of nice stuff. And that'll be next weekend. On the 7th, it'll be Israeli Independence Day, because L.A.'s having one.
Oh, yeah, we always do it in L.A.
Yeah.
So you're going to Irvine.
I'm going to Irvine this year.
Oh, interesting.
I go to Irvine.
You go
and then,
across the
then
orange.
Then on the,
you go to the
May,
Republican
what are we doing the May 18th? What are we doing May 18th, 19th, and 20th?
20th, we are going to a contact in the desert.
In the desert. They added, we're going to have exclusive interview with Laura Eisenhower.
Oh,
nice. Famous. She's going to give us an exclusive interview.
Exactly.
And then we have another one with a famous doctor who does, about astronomy. He's going to be our second one. And we're going to be going down there on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, I'm gone. Monday, they're still there.
I might stay an extra day. Who knows?
You never know.
But, you know, and on the way there, we're going to stop by.
You have a jacuzzi in your room.
I know I do. I need a date.
Oh, I'm coming then. Forget your date.
What date?
But I, you know,
what first? I'll get one first, and you're kicked out.
Well, here's the thing. We'll
find that cowboy.
We'll leave the boys and the dogs. We'll leave the boys and the dogs with Aaliyah, your nanny, and we're going down.
There you go.
We love Aaliyah.
Let me get this call. They're calling us up. Hello. Good evening. You're on camera.
Yes.
Tonight. Welcome. Who's this?
Cameron, it's George Shea.
Hi, George Shea. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you're going to tell us about what's happening.
Well, Cameron, as everybody knows, tomorrow is Earth Day.
Right.
That's right.
And we live in a very strange time. I'd say we're on the brink of a cataclysm, and people are just sort of going on about their lives. And
right.
Got a man in the White House who says, or whatever he, I don't know what he thinks, but the whole thing is a hoax created by the Chinese.
Well, we need an interpreter for him. Anyway, you're going to have a wonderful thing going on with, you're going to have a famous MASH actor.
This is true. Mike Farrell.
Mike Farrell's going to talk.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, Mike Farrell is, we've done a play called Dr. Keeling's Curve, and Mike's done it in a number of places. He did it at Caltech, he's done it at USC, did it in Arkansas, theaters here and there. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're doing a showing of it at Faith Presbyterian Church in Valley Village. And I'll give you the details.
Yeah, give us the address. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, 3000 Colfax Avenue, corner of Colfax and Addison. And Mike will be on hand. He and I are going to do a Q&A with the audience.
Okay.
It's free. There's no charge. And it's an hour and 17 minutes. If you show up at 7, chances are you'll be out the door by 9. But I think it's a very important play. I really do, and so does Mike. He's been very generous with his time.
Well, Mike is, we would call him the environment guy of environment. He's been very active in all areas in L.A., and he was great actor in MASH.
Oh,
he played he played B.J. Honeycutt. Right?
That's right.
I know these trivia. Yeah. And by the way, Mike has been very active in L.A. Green.
Oh, nice.
The whole thing about L.A. Green.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just got connect. I got someone to connect. That wonderful
crystals.
We should
rock your place. That's the perfect thing to do.
You're
going to
rock their world. Anyway, give us a website so people can maybe donate.
Sure. It's www.drkeelingscurve.com.
Okay.
drkeelingscurve.com. That's it.
All right.
So, anyway, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Faith Presbyterian Church, 3000 Colfax Avenue in Valley Village, corner of Colfax and Addison. And that's the story, but it's free, and I hope as many people can come as possible. The reason I wrote it Cameron, is simply that if you can tell the story of David Keeling's life and work, you can explain global warming to people. He was the first scientist who accurately measured carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere. And it was a tremendous breakthrough at the time. This was 1955. He didn't know how important it was. But he went on doing it the rest of his life. And he noticed very quickly that CO2 levels were just going up and up and up. They were 310 ppm.
Wow.
Parts per million, the first measurements that Keeling made at Big Sur in 1955. Today, they're a lot closer to 410. They're about 409.
Wow. So when the government speaks about canceling a lot of the these conferences, it's outrageous, is what you're saying. All these with the global warming, and that doesn't exist.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's our president says it doesn't exist.
Sure. Yeah. Fossil fuels are the most profitable industry on the face of the earth, and they want to keep it that way. It's that simple.
Yeah, there are, there are those idiots that want it. But you know what I find covering various celebrities is that people tend to, in L.A., I'd say 80%, people are totally against what the president's saying. And I think... Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to do anything because...
I don't think so.
I don't think so with all the retaliation.
He wants to get elected again?
I don't think he's going to get re-elected again. That's what's up.
Well, I certainly hope not. Yeah. Well, he has pretty much made a shambles out of the EPA. And also the work NASA's been doing on climate is not going to go on.
As long as
Trump is in the White House anyway.
No, it's not.
So...
Anyway, yeah, we appreciate your call. We got to move on. Thank you so much.
Sure,
sure. Tomorrow
Thank you, Cameron. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Thank you.
We love our planet.
Yes, we do.
We do.
You know, I love to eat here, shop here, meet people,
wait.
Go places.
Be here.
Anyway, the person just called. Call us back. We having a little line problem, I hear.
Yeah,
call us back. We want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. Exactly. Exactly. I love her energy.
That's
See,
it.
See, I didn't get to meet
Look
her.
Look how
that
much box I'm
anyway.
For God's sakes, I can shake myself out to outer space. We have this UFO guy coming in, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm
Jose Escamilla.
I am rocked to go to the moon, but he's going to talk about Mars.
The Bay Area.
Bay Area.
You're on Cameron Sports and Live. Are you calling on BBS Network?
What?
Hello?
Am I calling from what?
Oh, hey,
hi,
Leah.
BBS?
No. See, this is Aaliyah. She is McCall's. We had her call really fast. She's her nanny.
Oh.
So we're just letting you know that McCall and I are going to leave for a weekend. You're going to take care of the dogs,
and the
babies, and the kids.
We're going to have such a good time.
We're going to have a good time in the hotel.
I promise you, Aaliyah, we will give you the T-shirt that says, I was... What is those
We're going to Palm Springs, basically,
yeah, we're going
to have
to Palm
fun.
Springs,
and
all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Yes, we're going to get
gonna
you one of those.
I'm going to
promise you that.
I promise
you
that,
girl. That's
I love you. I love you.
Y'all are hilarious. Oh, my God.
That's why you called in.
So funny.
All right.
Kids, everything good?
Yeah, everything's great.
The four-legged and the two-legged?
My kids and her
yes,
kids.
Yes, poor both sets of babies are sitting with me right now.
Your babies.
My babies and her babies.
Snapshot us a picture.
All right, I think our other guests are getting nervous and want to be on the show.
Anyway, we got to move on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaliyah.
I love you. Bye.
Of course.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway, we're
Bye.
Moving on.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, honey.
Oh,
it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget to contact me, johnmichaelcapaldi.com.
Thank you very much.
Find John Michael Capaldi on Facebook so you can find the stones that make collars selling. And here are other
Thank
people.
You so much.
And follow me all over social media at Monty Bubbles.
Anyway, we've got Jose Escamilla.
Tara Donnelly.
Tara!
And Robbie Riley.
Okay. And then we've got a gentleman that's going to talk about, you have a play?
No,
a
it's
movie.
It's the Cinema at the Edge Film Festival.
Oh, did you talk to my buddy over here?
Yeah, I heard all about his film that he has.
Yeah, so anyway, so now tell us about, we're going to go across and talk, we'll have a crisscross type of interview. So tell us about your upcoming movie.
All right, cool. Well, it's April 27th through 30th. We're having over 80 films.
Next week.
Next week, yes.
Next week.
Starting on Thursday, and we're having our red carpet at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock with an opening night party catered by Fork in the Road.
Oh, and yeah, I know that place.
Yeah, so excellent. We'll have a bunch of...
Let's go. Anything catered, I like.
I know, right? Yes,
it's going to be great. And then we have over 80 films of all different genres.
Wow.
And documentaries that they really have a bunch of topics that are really socially relevant right now. And
you have UFOs? About UFOs?
Not.
You gotta get his film
yeah,
in.
Should have. Yeah, that would
oh
be great.
Oh my
that
God, Jose is gonna be out.
Next time.
Hopefully, that would be a good conversation.
Yeah,
sure. That'd be a really cool Q&A afterwards.
So anyway, tell us about. There'll be 80 films, and where's it gonna be at?
Oh, it's gonna be at Santa Monica at the Edgemar Center for the Arts.
Been there?
Yeah.
I think I went with Jose. Yeah. We've been there.
Yeah, it's a good place. Right in the heart of Main Street.
Yep. And oh, yeah. Good restaurants.
Definitely. And
that's all I remember.
Yeah.
And including, oh, the restaurants, man.
Yeah. That's it. So tell us about the movies.
The movies are really great. We have a lot of short blocks that have a bunch of different genres with comedies and horrors and action, drama.
Are they like from a certain era? Like from the 50s, 60s, 70s?
No, I mean, we have films from... Everywhere, like independent
around the
films,
world?
Independent filmmakers just submitting their films.
And here we got one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes, independent films, filmmakers making films out of their pockets that we just want everyone to see. We want it to get seen, and this is the only time you can see them right now because they're not playing anywhere else. So definitely
That's
come
awesome.
Out to Santa Monica, check out cinemaattheedge.com.
Oh my God.
Look at all of our program and see if you want to check out some films. Screenings.
Maybe
are only
we can add some films. Is it too late?
Jose Escamilla.
Jose Escamilla.
It's too late. This is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We can add them in.
Well, definitely come out and talk about your film. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it'd be good.
I'm busy tomorrow, man.
And Tara could be the presenter.
Well, actually, our presenter of the awards on Sunday, starting at 6:30, is...
And in case I trip her, I'll be right there.
1996 Miss Universe Alicia Machado.
Yeah.
She's kind of been in the news lately. So
she's been Donald Trump's a legend.
Yes.
Pick to Miss Universe, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll be presenting the awards for Best Documentary, Best Short Film, and Best Feature Film, yeah.
Right, hey, he's Progression!
Yeah.
Progression City. So now, how do we get tickets?
Tickets you can find on our website, cinemaattheedge.com.
Okay.
And they're just $12 for each screening, or you can purchase a VIP festival badge, which will get you into all the panels, all the events, all the parties.
Okay.
All
right.
All for $150.
Okay.
So go check out.
Media.
Yeah.
Press pass.
Did I tell you how handsome you are?
Oh, thank you.
She wants a pass.
I do have a pass.
So she's making
a
pass.
I want a pass.
She's like a football quarterback. She's going to give him a pass.
Well, he's a cutie patootie, all right? So.
I'm telling you. Anyway, so tell us. What genre is your film about?
Well, I actually don't have a film in it. I'm the
We gotta have next year. You trust us? We'll cover it, and then we gotta have you gotta have Jose.
Yes.
And we gotta get Tara. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, it's Tara.
I like that Marilyn Monroe.
But actually, that's my birthday, June 1st. It's Marilyn Monroe's birthday.
Oh.
Jose, you never told me. No.
I did.
Keep secrets from you.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm serious. It's June 1st.
I didn't want to exploit her birthday.
Yeah, see? We should do Tara, the movie.
Tara,
the movie.
That would be a good
song. We haven't made it yet.
Oh, by the way, people ask me, are we going to do a Rodfather's cartoon? I think we should do the Rodfather. I want to be a voice. I want to be the tough guy. I want to be a tough Rod. Because, Rod's tough, you know?
Yeah, there's a
bunch of
bullies
in
that
pack. And
we're
going to
do the Rod.
It's all mafia thing, so we're going to make it the universe like mafia. You know, that'd be funny. Now, tell us anything we should see. Any movies that have been suggested as a hot movie of the year?
Yeah, definitely. We have our opening night film by Deborah Levine, Wild Perry Rose. It's a really great movie. And then our closing night film is Counting for Thunder by Philip Irwin Cooper. And
I know who he is.
Yeah, and they're going to be there at the festival along with the cast and do a Q&A right after the festival. You just can ask them any questions you want.
All right.
Very impressive.
By the way, you're also, next week they're going to have the Jewish Film Festival.
Next week.
L.A. Jewish, yeah. because I'm going to cover that. But what we're going to do, we'd like to see your films, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Really, we have so many great
I'll go to both.
Yeah.
Whoa. Absolutely.
No, they have a movie. They have a movie about, what's his name? L.A. Gould. It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, in the Jewish festival.
Oh.
And that they have nice food. No, I'm just kidding.
I work in a private country club that is totally Jewish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I hear all kinds of
interesting. So, so you're the shiksa?
Guess I am, yes. I'm Irish.
But, they like it.
She's got an interesting story to tell you.
Really? Go ahead, tell
me. I do.
Tell
me. Well, are we done with this gentleman?
Well, I guess.
Check out cinemaattheedge.com. Look at the program and buy your tickets today.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get a contact with you. I would love to go.
We'll next year we'll have got to have this
yes,
man.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
And this lady.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah.
If you're free next week, can come check it out, too.
I will. Definitely. Think
okay. Go ahead.
Well, my point of view this evening, and I know it comes out of nowhere because it's all about entertainment and all kinds of incredible information, but on Easter Sunday, I'm working at the private country club.
Woodland Hills.
Tarzana. But anyway, we're not going to talk about it.
Braemar.
Okay, drop a bomb. Thank you so much, Mr. Under the radar. Okay. Anyway, here's the deal. This whole thing is about panic attacks. Because I never in my entire life ever had a panic attack until 1997. And I'm working, and all of a sudden the entire room started spinning, and I thought, oh my God, what's happening? Blah, 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 went down 5 hours in the ER. They did EKGs, they did blood work, they did oxygen, they did everything, and they go, ma'am, you just had a major panic attack. I'm like, what is that, and where did it come from? So my point being is I am not medicated for it. Pretty much most people that go through it are undiagnosed about it. They are so physically overwhelming that you think you're dying, and they pretty much mask themselves as heart attacks. Your heart is pounding out of your chest.
Pulsating.
It's horrible. It's just like you can't feel. You're numb. It's crazy, 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 crazy. So I'm just wondering how many people out there go through these things. They hit you like a wave. All of a sudden, you're just fine. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, whoa, what's that? What's that? And it just takes over. I had to leave my job. There were 570 people there.
Did someone have to drive you home?
I definitely had somebody pick me up, most certainly. I could not drive, and I was down, and then I continued to vomit for the rest of the evening.
It was
just one of these.
Terrible.
This is it's out there. There are other people that suffer from this, and I do. And I thought for years it was behind me. Guess what? No.
No, it's just coming back.
It's just stress and all kinds of stuff that stuffs up. So
I just got to give her Jure. That's it.
That's it.
I'm just saying, what can I do that's all natural? Because my doctor refuses to give me anything that like Xanax or Ativan. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of that, really.
You don't need it.
But if I did, just in a moment of absolute terror where I know the symptoms are here, I have to deal with the public, which I deal with the public a lot. So what am I going to do? I have no medication. He wants to put me on a drug every single day and then double dose it at night. I'm like, no, this is not how I choose to live. I don't want to live that way. I'm a drug-free type person,
right.
Unless I'm vaping, of course. But also, did I just say that?
That's another movie.
That's another film.
That's about the close-up. I'm just saying there's got to be another all-natural way of handling this.
I have some great news.
Go ahead.
I have some great news.
From depression to excitement.
From depression to exciting entertainment. Arts and Entertainment Network is picking up 7 of my films.
Wow.
Yeah! All right,
now, how good... Arts and Entertainment Network...
That's A&E.
A&E is wonderful.
A&E Network, yeah.
Wow.
They're sending me the contracts over the weekend. I'm sending them a hard drive with all my films that they want, and it includes UFO, Greatest Story of Denied, Moon Rising, UFOs from Outer Space, Interstellar, Celestial, Luna... And
Randy's Donuts?
Moon Views. Yeah. No, Randy's Donuts.
That's in your bio.
The principal, the star of the film, is being a real ass.
Really?
Hat. He's being an ass hat, man. We were
an asshole.
That was so politically correct.
He's an asshat, man. And you know, we got him $1,500 salary to.
That's
from
nice.
Gaia. He turned it down. He says, "No, I don't want my film. It's not your film, asshat."
Yeah,
it's his film. My film.
Yeah,
that you're in it.
He's totally taking credit.
But he's being so difficult and arrogant, being so difficult that I can't make any deals. So
no, that's not good. We got to. You may need me at the table to kill him.
That's what I
think. News at 11.
You're the cougar.
But this gentleman here, I definitely want to hook up with
you. You got to put his film because this guy has been in filmmaking for, what, 25, 30 years?
35 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
film editor.
Everyone I talked to
Born
about Jose.
Roswell.
You know what? We had someone here that knew you last week, and it was funny, that lady that knew you.
Corey?
Guy, yeah, Corey.
Corey, yeah.
Yeah, and people knew him. And then, you know, call me Mary Sutherland. Summer.
Oh, Mary, yeah.
And she's doing, she asked about you. So it's really funny. When I call across, I hear his name everywhere.
I know Corey.
Yeah.
Corey and Frank, her husband.
Yeah.
Well, where can I check out your films? Where are they?
I'll give you my website and I wonder if I got a business card here. But TBLNfilms.com.
Right.
TBLN.
Oh, we got UFO follower Danny Cruz.
Yeah,
Danny Cruz. Anyway,
look, it's Isaac.
Isaac's here. My God, it's like a bar mitzvah. This is your life. This is your life.
I'm not even at work. It's not a bar
mitzvah. Isaac is here.
Yeah, I tell you.
Is that good or bad?
Now with Jose, he needs funds.
Yes.
Tell them how we can get funds.
Yeah. Another thing too. I just did a show from the Ukraine. A Skype interview with a company there, and they're helping me finance this film.
Wow.
They have a crowdfunding thing going on from Russia, man. Wow. Rods are huge in Russia.
Well, you know, you're known in Japan.
Yeah, Japan
too. Rods.
Sarah Palin, man. She's waving. She's like, yeah, I can see Russia.
I can see Russia from my back window.
I can see, man. I can see Jose over there.
And she was at the White House yesterday. And
I know, right?
They had the two idiots there.
Yeah. The buffoon that we actually elected.
No. Oh, sorry, no, the rock and rollers. I have about Ted, you know,
oh, right.
Ted Nugent.
Right.
I'm filing suit against him because Ted Nugent used one of our shows for his special and never got permission. So, Ted Nugent is a bad boy, in my opinion. But Ted Nugent was there, and so was...
Who was the other dude? Oh, my God.
Isaac's here. You got Isaac.
You're distracted.
No. Danny Cruz, yes. UFO follower, come in.
What's up, Isaac?
Come on, and we'll shut the room. Okay. We're overwhelmed and overjoyed. Danny Cruz,
Cameron.
Celebrity.
Thank you.
Cameron.
Hi, I'm Tara.
All right. Anyway, what we're going to say is support Jose.
Yes.
You know, on the movie thing. Give out your website.
It's T B as in Bob, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy.
Okay.
TBLNfilms.com. Okay.
All right.
It's easy to remember.
We want to thank Beverly Cohen, owner of the Four Seasons Hotel, for being the sanctuary our community needs in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Senator Feinstein wants to thank her herself for being outreach and sanctuary.
Senator Feinstein's going to be Sunday in a meeting.
Oh, good. Senator Feinstein, we want to tell you we're upset with you because subsidies are so low for our veterans right now, sitting on the streets homeless, whose lives are...
Amen.
The future pass by, not doing a thing.
Okay.
All right.
Go get him.
President. Caffeine for you.
Go get him.
Okay, Isaac, what do you got to tell us?
Oh, yeah. I want to thank everyone that's tuning in and thank the whole audience. I'm coming up with a book called Happy Children, Positive
Happy
Child.
Children.
Next month, on the 15th. So you could go on to Official Jazzin, and you can find that on Amazon, and keep supporting. Thank you.
All right. Yes. All right. So, Isaac, one of the beautiful women. I promised them.
Yes. Hey. Okay. We're going to bring some beautiful women again.
Very good.
All right.
We're waiting.
My girl.
Anyway, real quick, I wanted to mention your film festival. And then I want to mention another thing. I'll be going to Las Vegas for the symposium. And we've got people that were with NASA, ex NASA people will be there.
Whoa.
I've got an interview with seven of them.
Go get them.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to interview them to help you connect it for your film.
Awesome.
But I'm doing a thing called Voices of Truth. And I have it all on tape. And then what I want to do is a movie on what NASA lied about. And they even lied about, I just saw it in the UFO Weekly World, about a ship that landed in Australia. And the ship, what it had is it had nuclear weapons from space.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
they lied about it.
Wow.
Well, we got report everything here.
Wow.
Next week, who do we have on?
We have
The Kent Pfeiffer.
We have Eddie Vincent with Modern Mafia stopping by, in with directors.
Okay.
We have Ken Pfeiffer. We still want to call if we haven't called you,
Ken Pfeiffer today.
We're going to call him right now if we had some time, but we can't, Ken. We hope you know everything right now or is filled in. We're going to get
Ken Pfeiffer. Yeah, I thought he was going to come on. Okay, one other thing.
We're
going to mention. We're going to start mentioning our trip to.
Tonight, Kelly Ken.
Contact in the desert. We're gonna have a huge thing.
We have Josh.
You got that room with the jacuzzi.
Yes,
sir.
We want Caltech professors there too.
Yes, sir.
Tara, he's got a room with a jacuzzi.
Oh my God! he'll be alone.
Okay. I'm taking Robert Bingham with me.
So where'd she go?
No, I'll be in the other room doing cartwheels and waving. Oh, enjoy your bath.
The Tara Show. We should do the Tara Show. Tara Show. Anyway, before we leave, I want to thank you very much.
Well, thank
Can
you.
Yes. Again?
Yes. My name's Robbie Riley.
Robert Riley from the Film Soccer Club. Tara!
Tara!
Tara the star.
Tara D.
Tara D. The
actually,
star.
It goes by Tara D, yeah.
Jose Escamilla!
Yeah.
Nice.
Jose Escamilla!
Danny Cruz, follower.
Follower, indeed.
Yeah. How you do, man? Yes, you do good?
No extraterrestrials, but the Pleiades did demonstrate their ritual and fulfilled it. It was beautiful today on Venice. So, guys, get out there in the morning. They're out there.
Okay.
Okay, also to put a plug in for the most amazing up-and-coming new singing songwriter artist out there. His name's James Bay. He's from England. Okay. He's incredible. Okay. He will change your life.
Okay.
That's what they told me before. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Good night, Frog.
Good night.
Los Angeles.
You're
Los
awesome.
Angeles.
Yay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, L.A. Good night, L.A. Good night, L.A. Good night,
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker. Right here on L.A. Talk Radio.
Good night, L.A.
Yeah. And that was our... That was our natural song.
That was our natural
song. Now you can keep that, man.
Sign out.